it is an open competition. We've got a lot of guys in there with some experience. Obviously, we've added BJ Goodson, too, into the mix. So there's a number of guys competing for playing time right now.
Where do you stand the middle linebacker at this point?
Wide open. Everybody's competing. Obviously, we've got three guys primarily we're looking at. But all those guys will have opportunities to play as we go forward. Again, this is really the first time with shoulder pads on. We'll start to find out once we get in and watch the tape a little bit. We start to learn a little bit more about the guys.
Jasper, though, he's been running with the ones since minicamp OTAs. What did he show you that he deserves that honor, at least right now?
He was there last year. You know, he was there. He finished the season that way. He's worked hard like all the guys have worked hard. Again, I stress to you that it's an open competition. Everybody's going to get shots in there. Nobody's etched in stone in any position right now.
What does BJ have to do to kind of make up ground against some of the veterans that you can put in there?
Well, it's going to be now as we get into the competition part and we start playing against the offense with pads on, it's going to have to perform. It's going to have to show up. It's not just kind of assignment football anymore when it is a little bit just kind of shorts and T-shirts. Now it's going to be, okay, what's my technique? How's my, you know, what can I produce? And when he starts going against better competition, does he produce?
Because he's a young guy, do you find yourself getting on him maybe a little bit more than with some of the other guys? Because you got to bring him along probably faster than some of the veteran guys that are there.
I think I'm pretty fair getting on everybody, but pretty equal on that sense. But I would say, you know, obviously what you're trying to stress with him as being a rookie and everything else is a sense of urgency out there. You know, we can't get it right in a week or two later. We got to get it right now. And that's one of the big things myself and even the other guys in the room are trying to stress to him and to one another.
Has he been receptive?
Absolutely. He's the whole room is a real positive environment. Those guys really challenge one another and enjoy competing.
Where's he taking most of his snaps?
BJ?
Yeah.
At Mike. He's had a couple at Will, but he's at Mike.
One of the things that's happened in the league lately is that you see a lot of the running backs doing those crossing patterns out of the backfield, the tight ends coming underneath. How do you improve? I mean, the Giants have struggled in that area. How do you improve that?
Well, I think obviously you're going to work on your techniques, but you're going to study as you get into game week what your matchups are, what coverages you can give help with, different formations that maybe you can see with or what tendency, what routes they tend to run out of certain formations. There's no easy way because that's why teams are running them. It's a lot about matchups, and they're trying to get somebody who's just more athletic than the other guy across the ball.
I mean, is there somebody right now you have in mind saying he's probably our most athletic?
No, again, right now we haven't gone into where we're banging and hitting everybody yet, so we'll find out more as it goes along.
Are you looking for a guy in the middle who can play all three downs or just kind of?
Looking for a guy at all three positions that can play all three downs. You know, we'll take any of those guys, I think, and that's what we're looking for. We're kind of studying, find out what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and then try to play to their strengths and minimize their weaknesses.
Bill, because of the lack of hitting in training camp and the position that you coach requires hitting, I mean, that's the top priority. How difficult is it for you to really assess the competition? Unlike the skill position guys, they can go out and make great catches and they can play the ball.
No, there's a lot it's a good question for me. There's a lot that goes into it. In terms of, I'm excited to get back up there and kind of watch a tape of today's practice where you start seeing guys actually, you know, banging one another. But also, not only that, it's finishing the plays, too. It's the last thing. You're going to be in hand-to-hand combat with somebody, but then you're going to have to get off that block at the very end. You got to make the tackle, too. You can't get close. You got to make it. So that's the hard part to judge. And without, you know, until you get to the preseason games, you're going to see guys, okay, he knows where he should be going. He knows where he should be. But then when you get into the preseason games, hopefully they'll continue and they'll produce at the end.
Well, the guys, as they go into those preseason games, will they be kind of told, like, okay, this is how many snaps we think we're going to give you in the preseason games? Do you determine that going in, or is it a field?
We haven't talked about it yet, so I'm not sure of Ben or Spags' feelings on that. So, again, once we talk about that, that'll be something we probably talk, I'm sure, probably around game week. Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't know that right now.
How much differently do they use their linebackers around here than maybe you've seen in the past? I know you've run a bunch of different defenses.
In what sense, say it again?
How much differently do they use their linebackers? You know, is there maybe less pass rushing or more? You know, more
no, I think more like when you get into different styles of defense, there'll be times when you bring guys in certain defenses and you're going to basically play them in coverage in others. The 4-3 defense primarily is your linebackers are more in coverage unless you become more of a blitzing team out of it. 3-4 linebackers, you can bring any one of the four at any time, or a couple of the four, but it just varies on what your philosophy is. So you know, we bring our backers, we drop our backers, we kind of do them all. And that's what the challenge is. They have to be good in all the areas.